This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Uncle Harvey out there on his walk. We see you, Unc.
That's a walk.
That's a walk. Like, that's the walk there. You know what? The bonus check just landed in the account.
Tax refund, baby.
Yeah. He's walking like, oh, we got some extra cash today. Let's go in and walk it out. Man, there are some numbers. So this Purdue quarterback had some numbers. He said, the text line says, the biggest disappointment is Kyle Orton. But this Purdue quarterback had a thing. 108 interceptions. 108 to go with 55 touchdowns. 55 touchdowns. 108 interceptions.
Just for reference, this man's touchdown to interception ratio would have lost a game 163 for the first pick in the MLB draft.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Think about that.
100%. That he was an All-American at Purdue. So before Drew Brees, before Kyle Orton, before them, there was Mike Phipps, who played for the Cleveland Browns and led the Browns from 70 to 76. And then when done torturing the Browns, he then decided to go to the Chicago Bears and then tortured the Bears. Again, 108 interceptions to 55 TDs. It really was rolling the dice when he threw the ball.
How many years was that again?
So 7 years with the Browns.
Okay.
And 4 with the Bears.
That man was throwing 5 touchdowns to 10 picks a year.
Every year. Like clock.
Take it to the bank.
Like colorblind. Something. I'm not real sure. Daggone. That's a lot. There are some other folks. There's some other folks. Wow. There's some folks in this thing that when you talk about disappointing, and disappointing is relative, they mention this. A legendary last name, drafted by the Baltimore Colts in 1981. Any idea? Legendary last name, drafted by the Colts in 1981. Dad was a head coach, Hall of Famer.
Oh, that should be the giveaway.
He averaged 5 yards of return. And averaged 13 yards of return on kickoffs. 5 yards of return and punt returns. 13 on kickoffs. Dave Shula. Dave Shula. Wow.
Oof. Funny because they give it to you at the 20. So if you average 13.
What are you even doing? What are you even doing?
Dave, no.
What are you doing?
Dave, go be Brian Ferentz.
Right. Like, I mean, go ahead and coach. Here's another one that In 1999, he was drafted in the first round. Wow. In 461 pass attempts, he threw 13 interceptions. Remember that 2-to-1 ratio that Mike Phipps had? This gentleman was threw 5 touchdown passes, 13 interceptions. Oregon Duck. Akili Smith.
Ah, Akili Smith. Yeah.
Akili Smith.
That's not a he's okay. That's a now there's a guy.
Yeah, there's a guy. Like, yeah. Another. So,
yeah.
Here's one for you. And this guy's now a broadcaster for the Dallas Cowboys. He made 7 starts in his whole career. He was a broadcaster 4 times longer than he was in the NFL. 7 starts in his whole career, threw 11 picks, completed 44% of his passes.
Yeesh.
Babe Laufenberg.
Ah.
Babe Laufenberg, who just didn't do enough. Ugh,
here's a guy that I wanted to throw out there, but I don't think actually meets the qualification.
Uh-huh.
Definitely closer to here's a guy. John Kitna.
Yes.
He threw more touchdowns than he did interceptions, so he doesn't really belong on this list. And that's a problem, because I really thought John Kitna was going to be one of them.
Oh, they're so good. This one is so good, because, of course, he played for the Redskins at some point, but he's not known for playing for the court for the Redskins. Back in 1974, he was drafted first round. 5 seasons in the NFL. The numbers read as such. He was 2-5 as a starter, completed 40% of his passes. 40.
He's a good 3-point shooter.
40. He threw 4 touchdowns in those 7 games. Dare to make a guess of how many interceptions, young man, went with his 4 touchdowns and 40% completion.
Okay, so my bottom line guess, the low end guess, mm-hmm. is 11 interceptions.
Okay.
My upper boundary is going to be 18.
We're going to play the Price is Right game and see how quickly how long it takes you to get to his right number. So you're going to start at 11, right?
Start at 11.
Higher.
15.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Higher.
19.
Higher.
23.
Higher.
34.
Lower.
30.
Lower.
27.
Higher.
28.
Higher.
29.
It took you 9 guesses. Oh, it took you 9 guesses. Kim McCloakin started for the Atlanta Falcons and threw 4 touchdowns and 29 interceptions.
In 7 games?
In 7 games as a starter. 29 interceptions. How in the wide world of sports is that even possible?
That's half a touchdown to 4 interceptions per game.
Listen, I said you just want the ability for quarterbacks to be as bad as their other quarterbacks. I'm going to say that he's the worst quarterback. Is that the worst? Here's the point of reference. And you tell me how this works. This quarterback had 14 starts. 13 touchdowns in those 14 starts. 33 interceptions.
Ooh.
30. Who do you want the 4 and 29 guy over the 13 and 33 guy, right? I'm not sure.
No, 13 to 33
right?
That's about twice as good.
So to tell you that Mr. 13 and 33 is Ryan Leaf.
Yes, I take Ryan Leaf over Kim McCulkin.
And Kim McCulkin was 4 and 13.
I take Ryan Leaf.
The fact that we said that. Now. 4 to 29 is what? 1 to 7?
Yeah.
How about we have a quarterback who has a worse quarter touchdown to interception ratio?
Is this Peterman?
No.
Oh, the Peterman, though, DP.
No. Oh, this is bad.
Peterman's only 4 to 13 in his career.
And he played in the 80s. He was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, finished his career with the Chicago Bears. These numbers are spectacular.
Oh, boy.
115 career attempts.
Okay.
115.
25 interceptions?
He threw one touchdown and 11 interceptions in 115 passes. 11.
Yikes.
1 out of 10. 1 out of every 10 went to the opposing team. Did he get beat up in the locker room? What, like, what, did he have to catch Greyhound home? He played for the Cardinals in a rusty leash from the Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
Speaking of Notre Dame, there's a Rick Meyer submission.
Well, I'm not, we'll get there.
Oh, boy.
But he made his first career start and was 10 for 23 for 99 yards. And it was so bad that, mind you, let me give you the stat that lets you further know how bad this was. That Rusty Leash had Walter Payton in the backfield behind him. Not even play action from the GOAT could get you from... And it got so bad in his first start that Mike Ditka pulled Rusty Leash and put Walter Payton at quarterback.
Good choice. What took you so long, Mike? What took you so long?
That is...
Oh, my gosh.
Epic. What's the Rick Meyer... What do you have for Rick Meyer?
No, he just threw it out there as a suggestion.
Oh,
I was hoping he knew about Rick Meyer.
He was bad.
Pretty bad?
He was bad. People said, okay. And for some reason, I'm going to need verification on this one because it seems to me... Like, his numbers can't be worse than 111, 429. But Jamarcus Russell, who I know that he threw 23 interceptions.
Okay, Jamarcus Russell, 52% completion, 4,000 yards, 18 touchdowns to 23 interceptions.
So he's not in the neighborhood of Rusty Leash. Like, he's not in the same stratosphere.
What were the expectations for Rusty compared to Jamarcus?
Well, a Notre Dame quarterback who's starting for the Bears. Like, I don't know what you expect. It says here that Rusty Lish's passer rating was 25, bruh. 25.6. His
Oh, boy.
Rusty Leash was drafted in the fourth round. He was the number 89 pick.
Russell went 1-1.
I understand that, but still. 1-11.
4-29.
Bruh.
I could do that for cheaper.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where did he go to high school?
Rick Meyer or Jamarcus Russell?
In Illinois. It said Bellevue West, and I was like, what?
Oh boy!
But apparently, there's a Bellevue West in Illinois.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, we weren't going to leave on that note. Like, we'd have had to come up with another all-time worst. Russell John Rusty Leach, who was an All-American and a national champion at Notre Dame. Man, those are numbers, bro. He had a 336-yard passing effort for the Irish against South Carolina in a victory, a big victory. Don't go anywhere. One-on-one coming up next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.